Thoughts held in mind, what? They produce after their kind. They produce as we hold them, as our belief system, over and over and over again. Jesus, our great teacher and elder brother, put it this way. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Set you free. But first it'll piss you off. Right? You got the truth, and then you have to work with it? Oh, my God. It's horrible. It's horrible. It's horrible to have to change your mind, because that means your whole life has to break down before you can build up again. If you're a beginning dancer, you have to break it down. You have to learn how to walk again before you can dance. You learn that everything you've been doing is wrong, and it makes you cry, it makes you angry, and then you get over it because you're changing and you're becoming who you need to be. The singer, the dancer, the actor, you need to relearn who you are and what you are. You have to change your thinking to make your life work better. Now, why that should be really comes down to two challenges, which is, am I going to do it my way or am I going to do it God's way with God following the way that I want to? Both ways are a little off. They really don't work, as we have tried over and over again to do and have seen it just doesn't really cut it. If the truth seems to contradict or go against the direction that I want my life to go in, then I'm going to choose the way that I want to, and thank you, God, for coming with me, because I know exactly how this is going to go, so why don't you come my way, God? This really will work. Okay, because my friend's cousin's mother's friend did it this way, and I think it's the way for me. No. No. God has your way to do it, just for you. You don't know how. You can see the result. You can see the end. You can see how wonderful it's going to be. But your how is not up to you. How is not up to me. How is up to God, and God will reveal it as it is needed. My ego gets all bent out of shape because of this, when the path doesn't conform to my expectations. Because the four-year-old inside of me really wants it the way I want it. And if it doesn't go that way, then I get very upset, and I start to break down. I really appreciate what Hugh Prather wrote in Spiritual Notes to Myself. Our distress over money doesn't come so much from the lack of it as from our belief that it can protect us. And yet no bank account can be fat enough nor health potion be strong enough to protect anyone. You can feel safe, but only in God. Only in that divine, wonderful power from within. Again, God knows how to do my life without my help. God can only do it without my help. I certainly have to cooperate and co-create with God, but only when I receive the truth first and then move forward. To everybody else on the planet, it may seem like you're insane or crazy for doing that way, but God knows how to do God's work, so let God work through you. The absolute naked, buck-naked truth is that we will never find the good outside of ourselves. You cannot look for your good outside of yourself. When I realize my good can never be taken away because it is a God gift, from within, the total in your bank account, whether it's high or not high, is immaterial. It doesn't matter what the number says, because life is always flowing forth. Life is always giving us good if we allow it. When you look to God, when you love the God energy within you, then all is well. Everything is well, no matter how it appears, no matter how you feel, no matter what's going on, God is at work. And so all is well, all is good. You're never going to find your good if you chase it. All you're going to find is tiredness. You're going to be wearing yourself out when God is saying, I've got this for you already. Go to your heart, go within, and acknowledge it, and then it'll show up. Gertrude Stein said, there is no there there. There is no there anywhere outside. There's only there here. Here inside of you is where it is all waiting for you. You will find abundance, not if you pursue it with a sense that there's a power to protect you, but that the good is already guaranteed. Even financially wealthy people will tell you Money never saved them from being ill, from loneliness, from relationship problems. Never. It's only the power of God within that works. Being wealthy isn't being prosperous unless you are healthy and joyful and excited about life and creative and living harmoniously. Other than that, it's not working. It does not work. Having a specialist for all your ailments will not bring you wholeness, no matter how good they are, no matter how much they charge for it. They can only direct you to what might work. God is directing you perfectly to what works. I prayed with a woman in Silent Unity years ago. I got a brain tumor. They're not giving me much time. And spirit within me said, God is already doing this work. You're healed already. You are healed already. And this wonderful energy just, you could feel it. You could feel at times in Silent Unity, this energy is just, wow. Especially at 3 or 4 in the morning when you've let go and, you know, you're just sitting there and just praying and praying and praying and it's very quiet. And then this energy wakes you up. It's astonishing. She called back the next day after going to the doctor. She said, they can't find it. They can't find the tumor. They cannot find it. It's not there anymore. That's the power of God. When you let go, the challenges disappear. You're never going to find your good by going outside of yourself unless God directs you. But it shows up within before it shows up on the outside. Going to the gym every day and getting the best plastic surgeon on Park Avenue will not make you Mr. or Ms. Right. You've got to be Mr. or Ms. Right first. And some people are saying, are you against cosmetic surgery? They said last week, you ran it down. No, I didn't. I said, it's within you first. Your faith has to lift before you get a face lift. And then you'll be directed. No, I'm all for nip and tuck and brightening. Sometimes we need that little bit of oomph to lift us up. I'm not against that. What I am against is thinking that this is going to change your life and make you a new person. It is not. Your faith lift will make you the person that you are. Getting it all done, 100% different face, is not going to make you the person that you are. Now, you may end up looking like Mr. or Ms. Right, but you won't be unless it comes from within. If you haven't done the inner work of being the perfect, wonderful you that you are, then everything, you're just throwing money away. We all know beautiful, beautiful looking people. We're in New York. We know a lot of beautiful-looking people who have very little going on inside because it's all about that. And until they come to the realization it's not about this, it's about this, about the heart work, then the true beauty doesn't show up. Our prosperity, our health, our relationships, all the good that we're seeking in our lives will not come with any lasting permanency unless we put God first. That's what the whole of the Bible is about. Put God first. The very first sentence we read in Genesis is, in the beginning, God. Later on in the Gospels, we read, love the Lord your God with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your soul, and your neighbor as yourself. And then at the very end in Revelation, it says, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. In other words, that's it. You can boil the whole of the Bible down and make one paragraph. In the beginning, God, love your neighbor, love yourself, and know that God is the beginning and the end of all the good that you are. Everything else is commentary. If you've got that, you've got the Bible. Put God first in your life and watch your life work. As we say in Unity, our main affirmation is there's only one power, one presence actively at work in the universe and in my life, God the good. That is the only truth we need to know. Now, to do this, there are two things we have to remember. Number one, we have to take time to focus only on God, to know that God is at work. And number two, to let go of the ego's continual failure to do anything right by itself and to let God do the work through me. So number one is focus on God. We give our focus, our only focus, to spirit within us. Before anything, before getting up in the morning, going to bed at night, we acknowledge the one and only power and presence of Spirit. God, you do this. When I wake up in the morning, the first thing is, thank you, God, for this wonderful day that I have ahead of me. You are in charge. Let me know what to do. Does it work all the time? No. It works a lot of the time because I'm affirming right there in the morning, God, you do it. And the goal is to make the time between the challenge or the problem shorter and letting that time to let God do it, to bring it down. Sometimes it takes hours. Sometimes it takes a minute to go, oh, right. God is at work here. I let go and I let God do this work through me. You've got it, God. Thank you. Reveal what to do as I go about my day. Acknowledging that God is my director, my producer, my editor, my agent, my partner, whatever it is I need from God, God is already there at work. The most difficult part of knowing this about God is how do you know? How do you know what you're feeling is God and not your ego mimicking God? Because if you come to unity long enough, your ego can do that, right? You hear that very soothing, oh, sure, that's right, that's fine. Paul says, oh, yeah, let go and let God do that. Well, maybe and maybe not. The way we know that it's God, and sometimes I can't tell you how many people have come up to me through the years, you know, in the service or outside on the street and say, do you really believe in God? Come on, this is your work, you know. Do you really believe this is God? Come on. Tell me the truth. I won't tell anybody. How do you know for sure? Prove it. Prove it. Come on. You're a minister. You have your profession. You get that contact with God. What do you get paid to do? Someone actually in my first church actually said, if God came down to earth and told me that that was really God, I would have no trouble in believing it. And I said, bull. You would have absolutely every trouble believing God is showing up in front of you. If Jesus came back today, the fear-filled fundamentalist would not recognize him because he would still be preaching love and acceptance and joy. And so many of them are so filled with fear, they would not recognize the one they call their Savior right in front of them. Because he wouldn't change his message from what's in the gospel. Love God, love your neighbor, love yourself. Everything else is commentary. So the only way to be sure that this is God at work within you is to let God himself, reveal this is the truth. And how do you know? How do you know this idea is real? Because it feels so right. It feels so natural. It feels good. It feels loving. It doesn't hurt anybody, and it doesn't hurt you. All it does is hold you up and moves you forward to accepting the good that is yours. So whatever your divine dream, whatever your divine passion, God is in it, and God gave you that dream to begin with. Your job is to say, yes, I accept this good. God, show me what I need to do next. And for that to happen, we got to get quiet. We have to take some quiet in our lives. And I know how hard that is in New York City. It is so hard to find that quiet time. Even in the quiet of your apartment, sometimes things are buzzing, right? You can feel the buzz of the city all the time. But you have to take that time to go within, to get quiet, to listen to what God has within your soul. It's one of our basic teachings. Prayer and meditation is imperative if we're going to find the good of God in our lives. Now, of course, there are many different ways of meditating. People think there's some kind of mysterious thing. You've got to train to be a guru or something to meditate. No, meditating is just focusing. You just focus on one idea, one thought, one affirmation, whatever it is that you're looking to have more of in your life. You focus on love, on joy, of peace, of abundance, and you allow Spirit to do the work as you get quiet and really and truly listen to your heart. Some people like to do yoga. That's a really powerful way to do it. Some people don't like to do that. That's fine. Some people like to sit quietly and just breathe. Other people have told me, one guy came up and said, I have a brain condition. I had an operation in my brain, and I cannot sit still and meditate. I said, well, go for a walk. Go to the park. Go wherever you find God and do it. He came back a week later, a completely different person. He said, I've been doing this every single day, and I found my meditation. I found my prayer that really works for me. So there is no right way or wrong way to do this, but we have to do it. We have to take that time every day to go apart and allow Spirit to speak through us. Some of my most powerful meditations when I lived in San Francisco or Santa Fe was in the car, driving around, listening, saying, okay, God, what are we going to talk about on Sunday? And simply being there and listening to what I had, and I had a little notepad, or just talking to my tape recorder back then, tape recorder. Remember those? And sometimes I would arrive at somewhere and say, how did I get here? Because I was so focused. I mean, I wasn't blacking out or anything. I was just really focused on what I was doing. Now, the Dalai Lama says that you shouldn't close your eyes when you meditate, that closing your eyes is a body cue to fall asleep. But, you know, I mean, there are many different ways of doing it. He said focus on a picture or some nature scene or something. But the Dalai Lama says we should be meditating 4 hours minimum a day. So take it with a grain of salt. Whatever works for you is right and perfect. So through meditation, through attending classes and services, or attending or reading or praying with others, or finding a prayer partner, it's very important to keep ourselves spiritually attuned day after day after day. It isn't something just for Sunday. Because we come in here, we get excited about it, and then by Monday, we're forgetting what we heard on Sunday. So we need to keep ourselves prayed up. We need to keep ourselves lifted in passion and joy for this work that we're doing. And I cannot fail whatever I do as long as I acknowledge that God, as the power at work in my life, really is revealing all the good to me right now. So I have to focus on God, the root of all my good, to have success in every single part of my life. It's really about having a divine perspective. Is what I'm looking at, am I lifting it up in positive, prayerful, joyful affirmation, or am I looking at negativity the whole time? There's a wonderful story about a woman who, in what they call the old country, had this perspective change on her. She wanted to contact her son who had immigrated to New York. She went to the town scribe to have him write a letter since she was illiterate. She dictated, "Dear son, with me, things are quite well. We had a cold winter and the cold would come up into the crevices in the wall, but I was able to seal it up. The price of food has risen, but the day-old bread is cheap and very good. I still have my job and I'm grateful to be able to work. Love, Mother." The mother asked the scribe to read back what she dictated, but the scribe was angry at the son's perceived neglect of the mother. He read to her, "Dear son, conditions here are intolerable. The wind is horrible and I have to stuff rags on the wall against it, and still I'm cold. I can't afford proper food and I can only eat day-old bread. At my age, I have to get on my hands and knees to scrub the floor to survive. Love, Mother." The mother held her head in her hands and she moaned, "Oh, I never knew how bad off I was till now." Now, certainly things in her country weren't wonderful, but she felt blessed to have what she did have. Until the scribe told her differently. She was happy and then she was not happy. She listened to what the world told her she ought to feel. And she began to feel that way. What has your mother or father or brother or best friend told you you should be feeling about this? Dale Carnegie once said that happiness doesn't depend on who you are or what you have. It depends solely on what you think. What do you think about it? What do I think right now? What do I think about my life? What are you thinking about your life? Is it good? Is it wonderful on a scale of 1 to 10? Where 10 is over the moon, wonderful, and one is, where are you with that? Depending on the scale, that's what you've been thinking life is. And that isn't a God perspective, that's an ego perspective. You know, we have that wonderful acronym, edging God out, ego. That's what the ego tends to do. If I can't control it, I don't want this God thing in my way. But I want God to do it without me being uncomfortable. That's the insanity of the ego. God, you do it, but don't get in my way. Don't make it different. Don't bring any change to my life. There are a lot of religious systems that believe that our job is to stamp the ego out, to obliterate it. Well, for that to happen, that would mean that you would have to leave the planet. We don't want to do that right now. You know, A Course in Miracles is a wonderful teaching, but it says the ego is not real. Oh, my ego is very real. I don't know what the Course in Miracles is talking about because my ego is a vehicle that I have to get around the planet. And I need that right now. Thank you very much. We all have an ego, but the ego really is a vehicle for growth. That we have this on the planet so that we can do the work that we're here to do. But the goal is to spiritualize the ego, to bring it under the control of spirit, to know that things are really good when God is at work and when the ego is, not so much. To subdue the ego, to be able to allow God's work to flow forth unimpeded, is what we're here to do. In New Thought, we have a saying for that, which is, let go of the ego and let God do the work. It's the shortest affirmation with the longest period of coming forth, coming into fruition that I know. That's why sometimes I like to add something to it like we did today. I let go and let God surprise me with something really wonderful. I let go and let God heal me, prosper me, bring my success, bring the love of my life, bring the right and perfect dog or cat into my life. What is it that you're looking for? God is already willing and able to do that. I just have to let go and allow Spirit to do it. To let go means to stop pretending that I know the best way for it to come forth and to let the divine intelligence within me reveal how it's going to happen. A number of years ago, there was a really well-loved rabbi. They called him the singing rabbi. Wherever he went around the world, he made immediate friends. He was just one of those people. They met, your eyes meet, and boom, he's your best friend for life. When he passed on in 1994, they found over 500,000 phone numbers in his place, in his home. He would always hug and kiss strangers and get their phone numbers. And he would tell the person, it is so awesome to meet you, and I'll call you as soon as I can. And he meant it. People could tell that this was a really authentic guy. One man gave him his number, and he never heard from him. 10 years after their meeting, the phone rang one morning, and this man was in no mood to answer the phone. He was less than happy that day for whatever reason. And it kept ringing and ringing. For 10 minutes, it kept ringing and ringing. That was before answering machines and all that. Rang for about 10 minutes. Finally, he went over and he answered it, and the rabbi was on the other end and says, hey, holy brother, what's happening? The man was in shock. He said, Rabbi, after 10 years, you make a call now? And the rabbi said, well, I was looking through an old family Bible that I hadn't used in a long time. When I opened it, a piece of paper fell out and your phone number was on it. He said, I figured it was a sign from God that I should call you. An electric energy went through this man's body. He said, Rabbi, I was just standing on a chair holding a noose. I was about to kill myself. He said, you called just in time. Divine timing. The man had longed for a connection with God, couldn't feel it. And for 10 years, he saw God at work in this loving, wonderful rabbi, but didn't know how to get it for himself. He hadn't felt it himself. He hadn't given God a chance until that day. Then he got a wake-up call. God is at work no matter what. God's timing appeared to be a little too close for comfort for this guy. But the God connection that he was looking for was in him the whole time. There was no there, only a God, only there here. And it finally came forth in this really wonderful, seemingly small miracle. That's what we have to remember today. No matter how confusing, no matter how painful your life may seem to be at this very moment, do not give up. You're here today because Spirit wanted you to remember and to know this truth. Do not give up. If you're thinking about leaving New York, don't. Do you know what's over there? Over that bridge, under that tunnel? Steve and Kyle, I'm sorry, but you know, you'll be back, I know that. Oh. God called you here because it's exciting and wonderful. Now, you might want to go away for a while. You can do that. You can go away, take a breath, come back. Do what you need to do and come back. Because we love you here. We don't want you to go away forever. But if you're being called to go to L.A. or Seattle, wherever it might be, go there with joy. I had to say that, you know. But it's true. If you say, well, I've done New York and it's wonderful, I love it, it's great, and I can come visit again, but I need to be somewhere else, and you do that, you do what you need to do, but you've got to go to your heart and hear God at work in you. If you're looking for the right mate, don't give up. Don't give up, but be that right mate first. We're not looking for somebody to complete us. We're looking for somebody to highlight us. To be that right and perfect mate that You go, this is a really wonderful combination. Until that comes along, enjoy your friends, your family, your pets, whatever it might be. But do not settle just because they're there. Like Genta said, a bad husband, God forbid, is better than no husband, God forbid. Not true. Not true at all. Instead, we need to give up thinking that the ego knows how to do this. It doesn't. The healing, the money, the right person, the right job, the right home, happiness in life is going to come when you focus on God. Do not give up, because God's not finished yet. God is not finished with you ever. You've got to let go and let God do the work. We don't know how it's going to work again. We just know it will. It will. The greatest teacher of God ever, Jesus the Christ, said, I in myself do nothing. It's only God within that does the work. I don't do a thing. Why do you call me good? There's no good but God. So if this great man knew the truth, how much do I need to remember that? More and more and more. I'm not doing this. This is God. Okay, God, reveal it. What do I need to do? Like John read in that wonderful Hafiz poem, I am the hole in the flute that the Christ breath moves through and sings all day long, God, 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 God. You have the music in you, as Dorothy shared with us. It is. The music is always, always singing through you. If your life hasn't worked the way that you wanted, if your dreams haven't come true yet, if you've gotten to the point where that news actually looks like a good, viable alternative, then change your mind. Because that's not a God idea. That is not a God thought within you. Let your thinking be a God thought, which is only good, only life, only peace, only abundance, only success, in whatever way that looks to you. Change your mind, change your thinking, and let your life be the life you came to live. Take a breath. Close your eyes. Go to your heart. Let go. Let go of that negativity, of the defeatism, of the failure mindset you've been in, and allow only God at work to reveal you have so much more waiting for you. So much more you have no idea how great and how wonderful and how exciting is going to be. I let go and let God surprise me today with infinite good. First, we begin by singing our way into our meditation. I am so blessed for all that I have, all that I am, and all that God is. Let go. Let go and let God do the work today.
I am so blessed, I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful
for all that I am.
I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful for all that I am. I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful.
And one more time, just a little quieter.
I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful for all that God is. I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful, I am so blessed.
Breathe into your heart. Breathe into every cell, every muscle, every part of your body, every
every part of your mind. And center yourself on the power and presence of Spirit fully at work right now. Let these words be God's words in you. Let my voice be God's voice for a few moments as it reveals the truth about you. My perfect child, I am here. My beautiful being of love, I am in you and I always have been. My amazing son, my beloved daughter. Let go of your fear. Let go of your worries. Let go of the dreams you think won't ever come true and give them to me now. Open your heart and into the light, give me what I gave you. Let me bring your healing. Let me bring your riches. Let me bring your beloved. Let me bring your success. Let go of your fear and let me love you. Let go and give me everything you have ever wanted. The truth is, it's yours already. I've had it ready for you before you arrived on the planet. Accept my gift of life, of peace, joy, healing, prosperity, and every good right now. Let me take care of you. You've been on your own far too long. Let me take care of that heavy load. It isn't too heavy for me. Give it. Let it go. Be in the quiet with me for a moment and feel my love moving through you. Feel peace. Feel love. Feel joy. Feel life. In the silence, feel me. Breathe into your heart. Let go. I am here. I always have been, and I always will be. I am healed. I am prospered. I am loved. I am blessed. I of myself do nothing. It is God within me that does the work. I accept God's love. I accept God's miracles. I accept my good, and so it is.